Your love is better than wine. Song of Solomon 1:2. Nothing gives the saint so much pleasure as fellowship with Christ. In the 1800s, when Spurgeon wrote this devotion, the typical saint was tempted to sin to the degree that he allowed himself to be tempted. That hasn't changed. What has changed is the modern saint thinks it's okay to press clickbait, knowing full well he'll be stimulated to lust. The warning of God has not changed. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. 1 John 2, 15-17. Where can such sweetness be found as we've tasted in communion with Christ? The joys of earth are little better than husks for swine compared with the bread of life. We would rather have one mouthful of Christ's love and a sip of his fellowship than a whole world of carnal delights. What is the chaff to the wheat? What is a dream compared to the glorious reality? All earthly bliss is of the earth, but the comforts of Christ's presence are like himself heavenly. Unlike earthly pleasures, the pleasure of communion with Christ has no regrets or final emptiness. It stands the test of every age and all eternity. It will be the only true delight. For nourishment, consolation, exhilaration, and refreshment, no wine can rival the love of Jesus. Let's drink to the full this evening.